Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are looking at this week about playing hurt. It's not a matter of whether we're going to go through trials and tribulations, friends. Jesus warned us in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this world you will have trouble. But I'm so thankful, friends, that Jesus said in the next part of that verse, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In me, you will have peace. And we're talking about playing hurt. We're kind of basing a lot of this off of a sermon that really blessed me by Reverend Wayne Smith, the pastor of Southland Christian Church. It was a sermon that he did every Super Bowl Sunday, the last, I believe it was probably 12, 13 years of his ministry, and really blessed me. And I've taken what I remember from that message and then kind of incorporated some of the things that God has shown me in 40 plus years of being a follower in Jesus and what it's like to play hurt in my life and how I've seen others to play hurt. If you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you, go to our YouTube channel. I hope you'll subscribe to that. Most of our programs are on there. A lot of them have videos with that. Some are just the audio, but hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. It helps other people find us. It's encouragement to us. And leave a comment if you've been blessed by a program. But today we want to look at a guy that he knew about playing hurt, and that was Paul. Paul, God used as much as anybody in the New Testament to build his church and just had such a huge impact in the Bible 2,000 years later. But I want you to remember that, Paul went from a guy that was killing Christians to one that believed in Jesus with all his heart, mind, and soul. But I want to share some things that he went through and knew about playing hurt. He says, since God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 8 and 9, he said, since God in his mercy has given us this wonderful ministry, we never give up. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. Friends, that's so good. We press on every side with troubles. We're crushed and broken. We're perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. And that's what Satan wants you to do today. He wants you to quit. He wants you to quit on your faith. He wants you to quit on your marriage. He wants you to quit on your job. He wants you to quit on your kids. He wants you to quit on a friendship. And yet, friends, remember, like Paul said in the last part of that verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, we are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. And that's what I'll encourage you today, friends, to keep on going. Keep on going. One of those things that Jesus said, though, when we feel like giving up, quitting, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Another verse that I love and that I learned from Wayne Smith, and was probably my most foundational verse that I learned from him as a college student, was Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things that God works together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Doesn't say that we know in most things. Doesn't say in some things. It says in all things that God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I want to remind you, friends, as one of my heroes of the faith, Wally Rendell, says, if you still got a pulse, you've still got a purpose. So friends, ask God today, what is your purpose for me today? Maybe not just for your whole life, but just for today, for this 24-hour period. If you ask him, he'll put somebody in your mind or heart to call, to encourage, to text, to give a financial blessing, to ask him if you can grab a cup of coffee with them, pick up a meal for them, run an errand, send them a gift card. I mean, there's just so many ways, friends, that we can be a blessing, even when we're down and out and playing hurt. I also love that Paul, he learned how to play when he was physically hurt. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 27, I have worked harder, been put in jail more often. I've been whipped times without number, and I faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jews gave me 39 lashes. Friends, I want you to think about that. Jesus went through it once, which is just excruciating enough in itself. And in fact, you know why they stopped at 39 lashes, right? It's because they had found, the Roman soldiers had, that that's the point that people didn't die, but they suffered horrendously. In fact, a lot of times they used what was called a cat of nine tails for the whip, and it had little pieces of rock and glass in it, and it just shredded people's back. In fact, historians say that when the Roman soldiers did this, quite often after those 39 lashes, it shredded the skin so bad that quite often you could see people's intestines. I mean, friends, I want you to think about that. I mean, just one time, but 39 lashes, and to go through it once would be enough. But Paul said, I've been whipped 39 times, five different times. On five different occasions, friends, he was whipped 39 times. Friends, that is playing hurt. So if that's not enough, he goes, oh, yeah, and by the way, once I was stoned, and we're not talking about left-handed cigarettes, smoking marijuana here, or cannabis, okay, talking about rocks, okay, can you imagine, I mean, being stoned, and that's how they did it, people. People, instead of shooting them guns, they stoned them, and just that's extremely painful. Three times Paul says, hey, I was shipwrecked. Like having a car wreck today, transportation, a shipwreck, he was stranded, okay? Often he said, I shiver without cold and without enough clothing to keep me warm. He said, I've been hungry and thirsty, and I've gone without food. You know, friends, a lot of times I have wants, but I don't have any needs. Paul went without needs at times. Food, water, shivering and cold without enough clothing to keep him warm. Friends, he knew what it was like, yet he kept pressing on. He played hurt. And you can do it today if you will keep your eyes on Jesus and ask for his help. But as the old saying goes, stay tuned, Johnny, there's more. Paul goes on to say later in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We just looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It goes on just a few verses later in chapter 12. Verses 9 and 10 of 2 Corinthians, Paul said, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Friends, we don't know what that was, but I mean, Paul, once again, I love the Bible as a book of details. Didn't say he begged the Lord once, twice, and three different times he begged for the Lord to take it away. And we don't know what that was. Some people think maybe it was his eyesight. Some people think maybe he had a really bad leg and it was so hard to walk on. Or he went all these missionary journeys and traveled to spread the gospel. We just don't know what it was. But he said that God responded, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. And then Paul goes on to say, in verse 10 in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Oh, friends, it doesn't make sense in the world's eyes. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. And the reason being is because we're looking to the strength of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Once again, kind of like Romans 8, 28, doesn't say I can do some things, doesn't say I can do most things. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And friends, you can do that today while you're playing hurt. And I'm so thankful that God gave us such a powerful example, like many people, but especially Paul. Second thing, friends, we have to play when we're emotionally hurt. Oh, man, and I'm a man. I consider myself masculine, but you know what? I am a feeler. On the Myers-Briggs personality test, on the part where you're either a thinker or a feeler, I'm right in the middle. When I did it many years ago with a Christian counselor, he said, you're unique. I said, well, that's interesting. He said, you're right in the middle on the thinker or feeler when you make decisions. But he said, it winds up that you're going to be really good with ministry because of this trait that God's wired you up with. You definitely can use your mind and give logical advice, but sometimes you make decisions with the way you feel. But we have to be careful giving in to those feelings, and that's the part of me that's a feeler. That sometimes I can get my feelings and not look at what the actual facts are, or kind of those are shaded or jaded. And I love that John Maxwell, a wonderful leadership expert that you've heard me talk about quite often on Hope Is Here, a former pastor, just a wonderful man of God and leader. He said, life is playing a poor hand well. The greatest battle you wage against failure occurs on the inside, not the outside. Say that one more time. Life is playing a poor hand well. The greatest battle you wage against failure occurs on the inside, not the outside. In other words, friends, if we will seek Jesus and just trust him and say, Lord, I know that you can help me get through this. I know you'll give me the strength to endure. You can help me to have love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Friends, you know what? Your external circumstances may not change, but you know what? Your internal circumstances will. You'll have that joy, that peace, that passes all understanding that the Bible provides. Rick Warren says, other people are going to find healing in your wounds. Your greatest life messages and your most effective ministry will come out of your deepest hurts. Kind of what I was talking about earlier with Romans 8:28, that God works all things together for his good. But here's a verse that's helped me when I've gotten weary and I'm hurting emotionally, mentally, physically, and I just want to quit. Galatians 6:9, another one of those life verses that I'm thankful for that God placed in my mind, in my heart at the right time, reading his word several years ago, and I've gone to it numerous times over the years. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Friends, you will reap a harvest one day if you won't give up. Please don't give up today. You can keep playing hurt. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16 says, may the Lord of peace himself always give you peace no matter what happens. The Lord be with you all. And friends, the Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus. Didn't say you have to give thanks for those circumstances, because sometimes they're not very pleasant. In fact, they can be downright painful. But we're to give thanks in all circumstances. Reminds me of Corbett and Polk and Jamie Davis, who started a wonderful ministry called Never Alone Widows about 2 years ago after they both lost their husbands to a rare cancer. And both of those precious men, they were men of God, were not even 40 years old yet. And both just randomly got sick out of the blue with this cancer. And then just several months later, I think about a year approximately, were gone. And yet these women said, you know, we're women of faith. Our husbands were. We don't understand this, but we're believing Romans 8:28. They heard about a ministry based out of Georgia called Never Alone Widows, went to a retreat there one weekend. And came back and said, we want to start this in Lexington. And they celebrated their second anniversary this past summer. It's just been amazing to see what God's done. And would encourage you to look up Never Alone Widows, Lexington, Kentucky area, and join that. They have women of all ages there, different seasons of life. And just know that you would be blessed. I hope you'll check that out. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but if you've been blessed by this playing hurt message yesterday or today, I hope you'll share it with somebody else, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we will be talking about spiritual drifting on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.